and you get you some a piece of cloth, mm-hmm. and wet that cloth, clean cloth, and you put that bread in that cloth, and then you get you some brown paper, and you wet that paper, and you wrap it up in that paper, and you just keep wrapping about 4 or 5 pieces, mm-hmm. and rake out some ashes and lay it in there and rake those ashes over it. And it will roast just as pretty as anything in the world. Potato will too.
Gee.
Irish potatoes, I'll eat the baked potatoes.
Well, how come the paper doesn't burn?
It's wet.
It's wet. Uh-huh. Oh,
but it dries out as it gets, you know, the bread gets done, it dries uh-huh. out. And
ooh,
it's just
good.
As pretty, you can roll that paper and that rag off it, and it's just as pretty uh-huh. and done. It's a lot of ways to cook bread.
Well, now, what about when you cook cornmeal, sort of like you cook grits? You know, you boil it. And then
well, that's mush.
Okay.
Cornbread mush. That's good too.
Well, now, how do you fix that?
Well, you take your cornbread and you make it up. You put salt in it and there's some seasoning in it, whatever kind of seasoning you want in it. Because
mm-hmm.
we always put onions in ours. Because we didn't have no spices or nothing like that. And I don't think spices go with cornbread anyway. And we put it on the stove and boil it and we put some cow butter in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have it thick, but it wouldn't be thick as grits.
Mm-hmm.
And then we set off and let it cool, and that's the best stuff in the world.
Well, now you
mush.
You
cornbread mush.
You put a lot of liquid in it.
You let it be liquid enough to pull. You know, when you put it on the stove, because it thickens as it gets hot.
Uh huh. I see.
And as it gets hot, it thickens. You see, just like grits does.
Uh huh.
But you have a little more water in it than you would put in grits because it takes more for that meal than with grits.
And, uh-huh.
and as it boils, it'll thicken and then it'll bubble up and get done and then you set it off and let it cool and it's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you put salt and pepper in it?
You put salt in
the
it.
Salt?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call bread that's made in loaves out of white flour?
Loaf bread.
What do you call a round, sweet thing about this big round that's got a hole in the middle?
Donuts.
Okay. And would those be made out of yeast, with yeast or with baking powder, or would it matter?
Well, you don't have to use no yeast if you use self-rising flour.
Uh-huh.
You see that self-rising flour, but we had plain flour then in mm-hmm. my day, and so we had to add what we wanted in there or even make leaven bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without any ingredients except water or milk.
Uh-huh.
We had milk put in ours, and we didn't have no little liquid grease or butter or something like that in it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had more butter than we did, you know, lard or whatever you call it, shortening.
Uh-huh.
But we had plenty of butter because we had plenty of cows, and we used butter in cooking and milk and all,
mm-hmm.
and all what we had. And we could make... We made loaf bread, and we made that cornbread, we made that mush. When that mush gets done and cool, you can slice it with a knife, just like you can a piece of bread.
Oh, you can? I thought people...
Well, when it's hot, you see, it's mushy.
Uh-huh.
And as it cools, it's just like grits. It gets hard and hard, just like a grit does when it gets cold.
Well, now that's interesting. I never realized that you could eat that cold. You know, I thought
yeah.
you had to eat
well, you can eat it cold or even hot. It uh-huh. don't make no difference. Just so... It's taste is good.
Mm-hmm. What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook them on a grease skillet and eat them with butter and syrup?
Flapjacks. We call them batty cakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted?
Mittlings.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog drool and hog's head?
Hog what?
Pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drool and hog's head and things like that.
It's I know the name of it. Souse meat.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called pressed meat?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And is there a difference between pressed meat and souse meat?
No.